Hi everybody, I'm at the Gen 2 booth and I'm talking to...
Matthew Doty.
And Matthew, can you tell me what Gen 2 is?
Gen 2 is a source-based Linux distribution. I tend to like to think of it as a meta distribution where you can just kind of build your own Linux distro as how you like it.
So this was an immensely popular project a few years ago, but it seems to have waned a little in the meantime. Would you agree with that statement?
I wouldn't say that the popularity has dropped. I would say that the buzz around it has dropped.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair enough. So how do I get into Gen 2? I have a brand new laptop. What do I need to do?
Well, we have a couple of live DVDs here that you can do. We also have, you can install really via any bootable media, like CentOS CD you could use, Debian, doesn't really matter, as long as you can chroot in it. And we have really, really good documentation for installing. The install process is mostly manual still. We have a stage 3 is what we call it.
So you've got the stage 1, stage 2, and stage 3, yeah? So what are the differences?
Very quickly, your time starts now.
Very quickly is optimizations and how much of the system it contains.
So say somebody relatively new to, or say somebody like with a little bit of experience in Debian, bit of experience with Arch, wants to move to Gen 2.
All right, a little bit of experience. So if you've experienced Arch and Debian, then you've experienced some manual installs, which is a good thing. And it will be a little bit hard at first, just because there's a lot of flags that you can do to turn on and off things. Like, I like to use the example of LDAP. Not everything uses LDAP, so you can turn that off on a lot of packages if you don't need it, and just have smaller binaries.
Okay, but say then my boss comes to me and goes, I need you to turn on the one thing that does require LDAP in all your applications. Then what do I need to do?
Oh, then you need to recompile. But if you're deploying out to many, many servers or many desktops, it's not as much of a problem because we have binary package support. So you compile to a binary and redistribute that, and Portage just automatically portals that down when the use flags match something that's already compiled, and you're good.
And can I take advantage of that then if I'm installing a system myself?
You can. There's a few bin hosts out there. I don't know of any off the top of my head, but they exist, and you can just use those to install the base system and then optimize later on if you wish.
And general package maintenance, is this as difficult in Arch Linux? Does it require a lot of reading in order to do updates?
I don't think so. Honestly, I updated a couple packages just this morning here, and it was copying the renaming the file.
Simple as that.
Yeah, simple as that.
So basically, if you want control of your system, you can use Gen 2.
Yes.
Very good. Okay, anything else that's coming up that you've milestones that you've hit this year that you want to talk about? Any successes?
We're rolling distribution, so milestones are kind of a difficult topic. We don't do milestones very often, mostly when we just release DVDs like this.
You've got a really nice Gen 2 ecosystem graph down here.
Yeah, CoreOS even is based off Gen 2. They use our build system and stuff on the back end, e-builds and whatnot.
I see System Rescue CD, Sevion, Google Chrome OS. I did not know that. And I know a lot of server deploys. A lot of people use Gen 2 in the cloud.
Yeah, I work for a cloud company and maintain OpenStack within Gen 2. And it works just fine. Using Gen 2 in the cloud typically requires using the bin packages I mentioned earlier, because you don't want to compile and just waste time and stuff. But it works great, the optimizations that you can get, because cloud providers tend to ship generic stuff, and sometimes you want to use SSE optimization that's not in the system of Debian or Arch or whatever.
Yeah, because you know what you're running it on, and you can strip out all the cruft that you don't need.
Exactly.
And put the stuff in that you do need.
Oh, yes.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for taking the time, and good luck with the rest of the show.
All right, thank you very much.